You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, the local, the state, the national, even sometimes the international, covering down on all the issues like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. I actually had somebody text in one day and said, do y'all know who the dude is? I don't know who the dude was that gave us the voiceover on that.
We do not know the dude.
But I appreciate the dude saying what he said. Hey, this is that time of the week, my favorite time of the week, which we had to move a day because apparently Boomer let McQueen go do things in other places, and I don't know how that works, but anyway, she's calling it in today. McQueen, are you on the phone?
I am here, and I'm laughing about Boomer letting me go do things in other places.
Well, in your honor, let's get the whoop whoops. Go ahead and start off, Boomer McQueen. Ready to go. All right. Oh, man. Well, we miss you, McQueen, just so you know. Boomer said he's been crying. He's been sitting in the studio just all weepy.
Just bawling.
It's sad.
He's been very upset. Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, can't dress himself in the morning. Oklahoma. Looks hungry.
No, I think him and Pax are having the best time. Pax, our son, said, Mom, we're just going to have boy time, so you can't come back. We're having boy time. So like, okay.
He told me they sat around the house the other night and watched Star Wars as loud as they could play it.
That's right.
Yes. Get it out of your system.
By the way, Boomer, that's quite the stylistic picture of her you just put up on the
Hey, that's what Google pulled up.
She usually comes in here with her hair in a knot, wearing her workout clothes. And there she is, like looking all like dressed up for going to Sunday meeting or something.
There we go.
All right. Listen.
Wow, thanks, babe.
All right, you guys, you know the deal. So and for those of y'all that are tuning in, maybe for the first time on this one, Boomer McQueen. So these are two people that help run the show in the background. They do an amazing job. They're also husband and wife. They also have their own podcast, part of the Right Side Multiverse. It's called The Right Life. And they issue that pretty much every Wednesday. And that thing's going at gangbusters right now. So you might want to grab that podcast of The Right Life. But in the meantime, what we do here is we come in and I get the perspective of somebody else besides me. I listen to two people who I love who are about, 10, 15 years younger than me, and see what your thoughts are on something. So first question out the gate, who's going to take it? Boomer first?
I'll go first.
All right, here we go.
I need to hear the question.
Well, I am sorry. You just have to just take it as it goes. The question is this. So President Trump was just indicted, right? We've been talking about it, Boomer.
Yeah.
In your view, though, just you personally, is this more or less likely to help him get it reelected?
Well, I think he's going to revel in this and just enjoy every minute of it, because I see, you know, his face is going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire, so I mean, he could have it everywhere if he wanted to, but this is free for him.
He could buy more billboards than Alexander Shinara.
Exactly. Okay. So, and then what we were talking about earlier, he can just keep pushing it. What was the name of it? It's not appeals, it's
motion practice,
motion,
and all that.
Yeah, all the motions that they can do with it. And
yeah,
I mean, again, his face is going to be everywhere. And what Stephanie Smith was saying earlier as well, he's going to be like, hey guys, what are you even doing?
Yeah,
I mean, they're actually going after me because I'm doing something.
I'm more important. They didn't even come after you.
that's the way I look at it. I think
of y'all paid your porn star friends. None of y'all did that. What's wrong with you
that's
guys?
That's right. So I think it's going to be good for him, and he's going to push it to make it good for him.
All right, McQueen, what do you think? So chime in here. President Trump gets indicted. Is this a campaign win or a campaign loss for him? Total politics.
I kind of agree that I think it's going to be a win for him. And, like, I don't think, you know, obviously he wanted this to happen, but, like, they throw everything at him. Like, he's been impeached, tried to impeach him twice. And it's like he just takes it and bounces back and is like, all right, you threw this at me. watch me now. And I also think it's kind of in a way, or potentially could even unify some Republicans that, you know, are voting else or for other candidates. Because I think they're realizing, like, holy cow, like, this isn't just about, like, liking Trump or not liking Trump or who you're voting for, but, like, this is about, like, America and being in a free country. And this is, like, I mean, this is a huge deal that, like, now this other, you know, the other party in power can do this to a threat, basically. So I feel like it really is going to help him. And from his supporters are going to support him that much more. But I think even other ones may, you know, kind of jump ship just because they're seeing what's happening in America, or it's really eye-opening even to people that didn't see everything going on kind of previously. So, I don't know, that's kind of my thoughts on it. But I didn't even really think of the fact that his face will be everywhere. So, yeah, that was a good call-out.
Yeah, I said earlier to Stephanie Smith that I'm not going to be a bit surprised if he doesn't take his own mugshot and put it on a million direct mail pieces and send them all to everybody's houses around the nation.
Just, yes. Is he going to wear his MAGA hat?
They're not allowed to wear a hat.
Okay, during there we go.
They can't. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he won't want to do that because it'll mess up his hair.
Oh, so, right. Yeah. Right.
We wear the MAGA hat when you control the flow of the situation. So, all right. Well, we'll see.
Go ahead. I would say, well, and one of his opponents, like the Vivek, you know, his one of the other candidates, like he had a really awesome, I felt like, interview about it, saying like, this isn't even about, you know, defending Trump. This is about defending principles of this country, because if they can do it to him, they can do it to anybody.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really cool seeing someone stand up and say that. So
yeah, wow. Yeah, great comment. You're right. You were absolutely right. And he's right. And he was the first out the gate. I think Vivek Ramaswamy was the first one out the gate on, like, decrying this. Somebody just sent it to me, by the way. Boomer, I'll tell you, I think it was Dennison from Athens sent me a screenshot. Mike Pompeo has come out and said something about it. He made no bones about it. It's political prosecution. Mm. So, all right, you guys. We'll move to the next question while we have a moment here. So this one, if we have time, if we don't have time, we'll lap over to the break. But so, tragic situation, and you guys are from Nashville, and I know the Covenant School shooting kind of almost has a little bit of a personal feel to it, because you guys were familiar with that school. Yeah. Kids y'all coached. Went to that school. But here's my question for you. As a parent yourselves, as a parent of school-age kids, what do you do or ask or look for when it comes to school safety for your kids? When you start questioning or want to go ask the principal or headmaster or whatever, what are you looking for? What are you asking about? And I'll start with you first this time, McQueen.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is definitely eye-opening, just kind of in terms or related to just safety, because that's not something I necessarily asked right away. You know, I was more worried about what was being taught in the schools and just more the, you know, the content of the schools as opposed to that. But it does definitely make you think twice. But I think you can choose the school that's the safest, has the most safety, you know, procedures and protocols in place. And it still does not mean that you're, you know, immune to just the evil out there, or just things like, you know, things like this happening, which is so sad. I mean, we saw, you know, in all the footage that this shooter, you know, shot right through the locks on all the doors. And, you know, so here we think we have this really safe school that's, you know, on lockdown, and, like, you can't, nobody can access it, and all the, you know, intercoms and video surveillance everywhere. And you have to have special, you know, we just can't all walk in the doors. And it's like that just this, what happened this week just shows you that doesn't necessarily matter, which is really scary. But, you know, we also know we can't live in fear, because if we could be fearful of absolutely anything and everything, and saying that, well, I'm going to homeschool so that my kids are home with me because that's going to solve the problem, that's not going to solve the problem. So, I mean, I think definitely as a parent, doing your due diligence and seeing what sort of procedures are in place and, you know, how they're going to handle an emergency, and knowing, you know, we saw that these kids that were in these classrooms and the way the teachers how they reacted when this all, you know, went down earlier on Monday. They knew what to do. You know, they knew how to hide. They knew where to go in their classroom. So, like, they clearly had practiced these, you know, for these sort of situations before, which I hate. Like, I hate thinking, like, my five-year-old has to go practice how you react and how you, what you do in a, you know, a dangerous situation like this. But at the same time, they need to be prepared. So, those are kind of my thoughts. But it does make me think a little bit deeper on safety of, you know, the schools, more so than I did previously, especially with this hitting so close to home.
It's all right, Boomer, jump in. We got about a minute and a half for the break. I mean, she nailed it pretty good, but yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to breathe. I said that all in like one breath.
No, that was good. That was good stuff.
I'm just going to, I'll be brief on it. I would like to know, going into it, knowing what protocols they kind of have. Like, are your teachers learning something, you know, to do, you know, to in those situations, do they have a plan?
Yeah.
You know, I would like to know, all right, is there a security person on staff or there?
Like an SRO or something?
Like an SRO. Is there one there? You know, obviously I'd like to know, are there arms in place? Are there you know, teachers or, you know, a faculty member that has that there, you know?
Yeah.
Just those things, but also to mimic what McQueen said as well, how devastating that was. We still can't live in fear. I don't want my kid to go to a place that looks like a jail.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Still want to play on the playground.
Still want them to be able to play. I want them to be able to be kids.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's such a hard thing to say too. I mean, and think about.
Well, it is. And it, you know what? You have a right to expect that, because you have a right to expect that people won't go into a school and shoot it up. You have a right to expect that. We're a nation of laws. We're not a nation run by the Taliban, where they can come into school and seize little girls, which they used to do over there. But yeah, I totally agree. I think you guys are right. I think you're nailing it. This is what parents should do. They should ask the questions. They should satisfy themselves that procedures are in place. And if they're not, ask why not.
Right.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a state law says that public schools in Alabama doesn't demand that private schools do, but private schools should follow suit, should have emergency plans, and they should practice them.
And the one thing that I was so proud of hearing was that that school had a plan, and those teachers had a plan, and those kids practiced something, and they did what they were supposed to do.
I think that the police officers saved a lot of lives.
Yes.
From what I hear, though, I think the teachers also saved a lot of lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Agreed.
I'll tell you what. Listen, McQueen, hang on the line. We're going to take a break right now. We'll take the break. Boom shakalaka.
All right.
Take us there. We'll come right back. I guess we're going to the next part that I always fear a little bit, where you guys get to ask me a question. All right, Boomer and McQueen, y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, so we're going right back. Boomer and McQueen. And this is that time of the segment where I wait with bated breath while one of them takes a turn asking me a question about whatever's on your mind. So I guess
I'm going to go. Since I went first, I would like to go again.
By the way, I do have to say this real quick before you do that. McQueen, I hear you in the background. You got to come home soon. I mean, he hadn't washed your son hadn't had a bath since you left.
He stinks.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's letting him eat candy for breakfast. I mean, it's just awful. All right.
I'll be home on Sunday.
Okay. Oh, Lord. All right. So, boom, you got the question? Then?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Okay. So, I'm going to get your thoughts on Trans Day of Vengeance.
Oh, Lord.
And they were going to have the Trans Day March or whatever, March 31st through April 2nd in D.C., complaining about all the horrible words and hate the world is giving them. What are your thoughts?
I got lots of thoughts.
Trans Day lasts 3 days. That's wrong.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go. They it's like every day's Trans Day lately, isn't it? But
yes.
What are my thoughts? First of all, how dare they feel like it's okay to declare a Trans Day of Vengeance?
Mm.
I mean, what if we had the Pro-Life Day of Vengeance or the Conservative Republicans March for Vengeance? You know, it would be, we'd have the FBI coming down on us as domestic terrorists. But they're okay with it. So they can go ahead and say, we're going to have the Trans Day of Vengeance. Now, I will be honest, it's going to be a clown show. I don't expect a whole lot out of them. You got to look at it and go, I mean, I've seen some videos on TikTok and things where you look at it and go, you know, if there ever became a civil disorder, I'm pretty sure we're going to win. But that being said, it's still absolutely asinine that they would declare something like a Trans Day of Vengeance. What do they have to cry about? They're the ones that chose a lifestyle, and it's not like they were born a certain way. And, you know, when people make fun of the three eyes they were born with or something like that, or, you know, whatever. There's no physical deformity. They chose a lifestyle, and now they wonder why people take offense, because you're offensive. You want to do drag queen story hour with little kids? Stop.
Exactly.
But I did see, by the way, there was one report. I think it's actually Daily Mail that reported that they've canceled the event. I don't know if it's true or not. They've canceled the event because of credible threats to their safety. Let me make sure I'm clear. They're going to have Trans Day of Vengeance, but it got scary, so they went home. That's what I'm hearing.
It got scary.
Got scary, so they went home. I don't know. The whole thing's it's absolutely ridiculous. But
yes.
Do you have a question for me as well, McQueen?
Well, I do. Just all the, you know, there's just so much stuff going on with Trump, and I just would be curious on how. I mean, we don't know for sure, but how you kind of foresee the next near future playing out with the indictment and upcoming trials, or kind of what you would think that would look like, especially with him campaigning.
I think it's going to take forever.
Boomer says he's going to stretch that sucker out. Yeah. I think it's going to wind up being a circus. It's going to be a legal circus. It's going to be like the OJ trial, times two on steroids, but it's going to, I think it's going to wind up starting off with a lot of hoopla next week. I think there'll be a mugshot on TV. I think Trump will enjoy his perp walk. He'll be waving at the crowd. There'll be a lot of supporters in the street actually taking pictures of them, you know, selfies of themselves with Trump doing the perp walk in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Alvin Bragg is going to have a hard time being allowed to go out to eat anywhere in New York City for a while. But overall, I also anticipate that immediately there'll be a motion to dismiss. Immediately following that, there'll probably be a motion to change the venue. If they don't get it dismissed, and then there'll be potentially a motion to recuse, ask the judge to step down and get another judge if they don't get it changed to the venue. And then and I suspect then it'll settle down and it'll be quiet. And CNN will talk about it every day, and Fox will touch base on it once in a while, and then we'll get back to life as we know it, but it'll pop up once in a while at that point. That's what I anticipate is going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
McQueen, you are missed.
Well, I miss y'all, too. I do.
Well, you don't have to say that to me. Just say it to your husband.
She's having a time. She's having the best time. It's okay. I understand. She needs that
time. But I am. I'm in the Dust Bowl of Oklahoma. It's crazy. Like, the winds have been 50 miles an hour today.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I told Boomer he got all the points. He let you go on a trip. The baby is with the grandparents and won't remember, and he's having big daddy time making memories with the little guy. So he's getting all the points.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. You take care. We'll see you soon. All right. Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. Move into the last part of the show. I'm going to get maybe one more dipper done. Stay tuned.